Sri Lanka remains hopeful for peace, but believers struggle. Christian literacy classes in India targeted by militants, and a radio ministry celebrates a quarter century. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While Sri Lanka is hopeful for peace as they prepare for peace talks in Switzerland on October 28th with Tamil Tiger rebels, it's been anything but peaceful in northern Sri Lanka. Godfrey Yagaraja with the World Evangelical Alliance says violence has killed many civilians and caused a food shortage. However, there have been other problems.
148 churches were closed down and some of them burned, Christian workers beaten up, and the government is trying to bring in the anti-conversion law, which would, in fact, make a lot of our social projects illegal because they consider it an allurement to convert people.
Despite that, Yagaraja is seeing some movement.
There is a sense of disillusionment among the Buddhists and the Hindus, and many of them are looking for answers, and it has opened a lot of opportunities for the church to minister.
WEA is providing food, giving Christians the tools they need to reach out physically and spiritually. Meanwhile, Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says they try to keep a low profile for security reasons. Despite precautions, Mission India's Don Chapman says Hindu militants attacked one of their literacy classes late in the week in Jammu. Their partner says police arrested at least 20 pastors.
What's so strange about this is the persecutors will come in and beat up Christians and then bring the police in, and the police will arrest the people who have been beaten up, not those who have beaten them.
Threats and warnings issued, the class is in disarray. Chapman urges prayer.
The 150 students in this area who have been warned by the Hindu fundamentalists not to attend class, they're frightened right now, and there may be a break for a short time, but eventually we find that in most situations, the programs will continue and, in fact, become stronger. And then they begin to pray for the persecutors.
You're listening to Mission Network News. As Russia continues its debate on religion law amendments, Christians in the West are getting involved. They're wasting no time finding out what they can do to help the church in Russia be prepared to handle more cuts in religious freedom. With 13% of the population making $2 a day, the need is great. Russian ministry, Sergei Rakuba.
You go outside of Moscow and you see how much need in those little communities. And this need surrounds these Christian leaders. They're committed, but they need a little financial support to continue their programs, to continue their ministries.
Since these amendments could force out foreign missionaries, Western financial help is needed now.
Without support, the spread of the gospel will definitely get slowed down in Russia, and especially in the Muslim territories like Northern Caucasus and surrounding areas in Russia.
Rakuba is recruiting Christian business people to go to Russia to see the needs firsthand before the doors close to foreigners. Go to our website for details. Next, SIM Loha just sent a healthcare team to the remote mountain village of El Fundo, Ecuador. The team is holding two more first aid and Bible study training clinics over the next two weekends. Meeting the village's practical needs for healthcare is the first step to demonstrate the healing love of Christ. In addition to the medical training, they'll offer a Bible study and children's Bible program. Pray that many people in El Fundo will know God's love through this ministry. And October marks the first quarter century of Transworld Radio's outreach to Uruguay. They launched from the capital, Montevideo, in 1981 over an AM station known as Radio Rural. Transmissions began humbly, but today, TWR Uruguay broadcasts 3 hours of biblically-based programming each weekday and 8 hours on weekends via a powerful 50,000-watt AM transmitter. Programs are heard by listeners in Uruguay, Argentina, Paraguay, and southern Brazil. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner Orphan Care International is making available Michael Card's CD, The Hidden Face of God. The CD focuses on the suffering Christians experience and will remind you to pray for the world's suffering servants. Get your free Michael Card CD at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.